This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trump Hotels formally launched a new line of three-star hotels called American Idea, which will cater to lower-income rural areas of the country in the most blatant effort yet to profit from the Trump family's political power. In this case, by shifting from its long-standing focus on luxury markets in order to make money from the very demographic they feel put Trump in the White House. A volatile mixture of rapid social change, legal reforms, and traditional attitudes has created a crisis in Chinese marriage, doubling the divorce rate in recent years, with adultery the most prevalent trigger, accounting for one-third of the cases, and men more than 13 times more likely to stray than women. To graduate from a public high school in Chicago, students will soon have to meet a new and unusual requirement. They must show they've secured a job or received a letter of acceptance to college, a trade apprenticeship, a gap year program, or the military in order to get their degree. Advocate General of the Court of Justice of the European Union recommended that Uber was effectively a taxi service. He wrote that France could ban certain types of transportation services it deemed illegal, including Uber's low-cost service Uber Pop, without having to notify the European Commission. North Korea announced that it had successfully conducted its first test of an intercontinental ballistic missile, claiming a milestone in its efforts to build nuclear weapons capable of hitting the mainland United States. A downturn in car sales after two record years is prompting companies to scale back domestic production, particularly for smaller vehicles. The last of Steve Jobs' obsessions at Apple, the $5 billion Apple Park, a four-story, 2.8 million square foot ring that can be seen from space and will house 12,000 employees, has drawn tourists and businesses to Cupertino, California. Democratic-controlled chamber completed its work within 30 minutes of the vetoes by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner in Illinois, sending the package back to the House for an override veto that would give the state its first annual budget since 2015. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.